Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, we talk a lot about preparing for birth, the scans, the appointments, the plans, but what about the year after the baby arrives? In recent weeks, the Year of Care campaign has moved to the floor of the Shannon with cross-party backing and growing political momentum. Its founder, Eilish Gormley, says we need guaranteed, structured support for mothers for the full first year after birth, and Eilish joins me in studio now. Eilish, you're very welcome.
Thanks so much for having me, Claire. Great to be back.
So you did come on, and people can listen back if they want to, and you explain, you know, why you went down this road. Your own personal story is very much behind this. And as I say, you have had a bit of momentum in the last while. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely, Claire. I suppose from since I was in with you the last time, I suppose I really feel like it started with one voice, it started with me, and it has very much so grown into mothers' voices across this country that are really fueling the campaign and driving it forward. So since I last spoke to you, since I was last in, there's been a lot of interest in the campaign politically, I suppose, and there's been a lot of interest in actually doing something real and concrete with what the campaign is looking for. So it's really positive.
Because this is an investment in our future. Not only do those women deserve that, but so do their children and, you know, the people around them. Like, this is a huge ripple effect, not only in the family unit, but in society at large.
Massively. You know, that's the big thing. It's not just, although this is a campaign for mothers, it really isn't just about mothers. You know, it has how a mother feels in terms of whether she is supported or not after having a baby has, as you say, massive ripple effects. It affects the family, it affects partners, mental health, economically, you know, as well. Like, there's lots of ripple effects, absolutely.
So let's talk about some of the stats then, because this is born out of research, not just your own personal story of what you've heard anecdotally. Tell us a bit about this Europe-wide study.
Yeah, so Make Mothers Matter, which are an international NGO, they conducted a study recently on the state of motherhood in Europe. So they looked at 11 countries, and Ireland was one of those countries. And the findings are really shocking. You know, Ireland ranked very low in that survey in terms of how mothers felt in terms of their support. So, you know, in terms of anxiety, depression, burnout, feeling structurally supported by policy in the country, Ireland had one of the lowest rankings in that survey. So, yeah, so it's really important that we're shining a light on it now, I think.
What are some of those structures and policies that would make a real difference?
Yeah, so I suppose what the Year of Care campaign is advocating for, essentially, Claire, is that when mothers leave hospital with that new baby, that they know when they're leaving that hospital what support is available to them for the next year ahead. You know, that's one of the biggest issues we have in this country, is that support is patchy. It depends on your postcode. It depends on who your public health nurse is, who your GP is. Some women, you know, have great experiences. Other women don't. Some women know where to look for help, but women shouldn't have to. You know, like, we're very much so, we need to self-identify, self-advocate, you know, find the resources ourselves. But women really need to know what support is there for them when they're leaving hospital, and to feel that they're supported by the system in terms of if they're struggling with their mental health, that there is support there for them. If they're struggling with their physical health, that there is support there for them. And the community side of that as well, that there's community supports in place to support mothers.
Yeah, and for lots of, you know, parents, mothers, the experience can be challenging, it can be difficult, but eventually it can all settle down. But I listened recently to a podcast, The Motherload. I'm a really big fan of it. The mom on it was talking about really struggling from the hospital on, and she had a psychology background. So she knew when her thoughts were getting to a stage that was quite dangerous. She ended up in a psychiatric hospital. But after receiving support and well-intentioned care there, she's still left with no answers. And it's only through her own retraining, and eventually she has recently been diagnosed as neurodivergent, and that has filled a lot of the pieces of her personal jigsaw. But she had the wherewithal, she had the privilege, she had the accessibility to all of these supports. You're saying for every mother, this should be the norm.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a really good point in terms of, you know, that woman having all the resources and having that, you know, knowledge about herself, I suppose, as well at a deeper level. But in particular, Claire, marginalised groups, you know, there are groups that this really affects. Like, if you are in a position to pay for care in this country, you are in a better position. Not the best position all the same, but you are in a better position. position, but for the people who can't afford to pay for, you know, private birth trauma specialists or, you know, private physio or private mental health care, you know, those people are really left, those mothers are really left isolated. So that's why a year of care, a structured support system, like I would call it, it's a roadmap for postnatal care in this country. It's a vision for postnatal care in this country for every mother, so that every mother is entitled to and has access to the same support no matter where she lives.
And just to give some of those key findings, in relation to Ireland, 77% of mothers report feeling mentally overloaded. We were among the top three European countries for maternal burnout and anxiety, and 61% of mothers report insufficient societal and policy support. I mean, that is shocking, because we consider ourselves very warm, friendly. I know our maternity hospitals are ranked really highly, and our midwives, and there are so many wonderful people working within that system, but we're falling short. What about some of the countries that performed higher? What are they, and what are they doing to support their mothers?
Yeah, I suppose one of the biggest things is, and one of the biggest aspects that the campaign is looking at is maternity leave, paid maternity leave. So some of the countries that are performing very well, they are offering better maternity leave to mothers. So a lot of countries will offer a year and beyond of paid maternity leave. In Ireland, it's 6 months of paid maternity leave, with the option then of taking unpaid leave for most mothers. And that's a massive factor, Claire, because you have a lot of women who are, I would speak to a lot of mothers who have to return to work 6 months after their baby is born, not because they want to, but because financially they're crippled with mortgages and, you know, just trying to pay the bills. So they have to go back to work, but they don't want to go back to work. And that in itself can kind of start off, you know, start a mother feeling, you know, anxious, worried, overwhelmed. You know, we're very much so expected to have it all and do it all as mothers in this country. And there is, you can see from the statistics in that survey that there is a price to pay for that. That's why the burnout, that's why the anxiety, that's why those levels are so high, I think.
Yeah, that's why there's less women in leadership. I really believe it. And even though we have made great strides when it comes to gender equality and parental leave, it still is mainly falling on the mother if you're in a heteronormative relationship, and one person in particular to be that stay-at-home parent and then try and work on top of it while being the house manager and taking on the mental load. And as you say, if you add on any sort of trauma or need for extra support, then it's not there. So it's just really, really impossible. So tell me a little bit about the event that happened on Tuesday.
Yeah, so we held an event, Maternal Wellbeing in Ireland, From Evidence to Action. So really what the event was focusing on was looking at kind of where we're at now, looking at the evidence, looking at the state of motherhood that we just spoke about there, looking at different things like the National Maternity Experience Survey and other research. And I suppose looking at motherhood across a very broad spectrum, I suppose, from when a mother is pregnant right through to after she has her baby to further on, in terms of flexibility, in terms of remote working, in terms of access to childcare. So the idea of the event was to look very broadly at the whole picture, and then looking at the evidence, you know, we had some excellent speakers there to talk about it, and then also then moving to action. So the Year of Care campaign is only one of those movements to action. So I suppose the campaign is calling for improved postnatal care.
You, as you said, are not just Year of Care. You're starting to join up with other organisations. So who was also represented there?
Yeah, so the event was the Year of Care campaign in collaboration with the Irish Maternity Support Network. So they do great work in supporting mothers also. And then Make Mothers Matter, who we spoke about, who did the survey. And then we also had contributions from the National Women's Council, you know, as well, just because there are many stakeholders, I suppose, many people involved. And the more people that are involved, and on board, the better.
So what about the action piece then? Because, I mean, it's great, as I said, that you've got a bit of political interest, that you're gathering numbers, that people are interested, you've got a framework. When will something like this come into action? Because I do find, even with the best will in the world, when it comes to policy change, the wheels move so slowly.
Yeah, absolutely. So at the moment, the Social Democrats are looking at bringing a motion to the Dáil, looking to a pilot scheme of the Year of Care. So to pick, you know, a number of places in Ireland and to roll out a pilot scheme of the campaign to see what it would look like to have increased checkups for mothers, better access to mental health support, better access to physical support. So at the moment, that's what we're working towards, is getting support for that pilot scheme to trial it first.
Yeah. And look, you have to just keep hope and keep pushing, don't you? How do you find navigating that?
Yeah, it's interesting. I suppose I'm really encouraged by, Claire, by all the stories that I get. I get stories every day from mothers sharing their own experience of care or lack of care. And that's really my main motivation, you know, is to keep going. As I say, it started with my voice, but it's very much so not just my voice anymore. There are so many mothers, you know, and there's that will and that drive comes from seeing that the system is broken, that it has been for a long time. You know, I spoke to a mother recently who told me about her sister who, you know, 24 years ago had to be admitted to a psychiatric unit because she was unwell after her baby was born. And she said to me, you know, we've really moved on from that now, though. And I said, how do you mean? And she said, that wouldn't happen today. You know, her baby would be with her. And I said, it would. It would still happen today, because still in this country, despite calls from 2016 and beforehand, we don't have a mother and baby psychiatric unit. The UK have 24. And based on our population, we should have 3 in this country. And we don't even have 1. And, you know, progress is imminent. I suppose the site has been decided at St Vincent's Hospital. But still in 2026, to think that we still don't have one of those units for mothers who are really struggling after their baby is born, that's really sad. And so it's situations like that, it's hearing stories like that from mothers that motivate me to keep going with it.
Yeah, and I do believe it won't be another 24 years before real change happens. But I think as well, Ailish, it's really important to say that even while you're pushing for system and policy change, you're building awareness and you're having conversations. And even us having this, there's going to be mothers listening who will say to themselves, I'm not alone. It's okay for me to struggle. It's okay for me to need support. And yes, we're shouting that sometimes those supports are still out of reach, but I think it gives them that validation that it is normal to not feel okay and be a mother. And that's also who you're fighting for. And I think you're amazing for doing it. And thank you so much. And for having me a part of the event this week. And I'm always in your corner. Where can people find out more and support you?
Yeah, so they can go to the Year of Care website, which is yearofcare.ie, or they can follow the Year of Care campaign on Instagram or Facebook as well.
Founder of Year of Care, Ailish Gormley, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
And you can look online to find and look at the rest of that research. It's the State of Motherhood in Europe study.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.